Today I would like to talk about staying modern and up to date with Buddhism. It is true that Buddhism is an ancient religion, a way of living, since around 2600 years ago. In those days, they don't have electricity, they use those oil lamps. They use chariots, they use carts drawn by buffaloes and cattles and oxen for transportation. So everything is in those days is simple and outdated compared from what we are now. Now we have aeroplanes, we have buses and trucks and trains, we have mobile phones, we have computers, and instead of elephants we have tanks, so on and so forth. But to be modern with Buddhism is not the materials, but the mind that is constantly craving for things, constantly restless, constantly wandering off, constantly wanting things, that mind. No matter which period you are living in, 2600 years ago or now, whatever we are experiencing is the same. The external forces that stimulate the mind from seeing. In those days, you see dancers dancing in the night with their lamps, oil lamps. Now you see them on the television and on the concerts and things like that. But seeing is the same. By seeing, you like and you dislike. You decide. You have feelings come up through seeing, physical seeing. And from that, you create in your mind likes and dislikes. And from that, you have a peaceful mind or you have an unsettled mind. Things are the same. From what you heard, in those days, they have these musicians playing and there's the singers singing. And you hear it if you're in the front. If you're in the back, far away, you hear them faintly. But now you can hear with speakers and amplifiers and very clearly. From that, you create likes and dislikes again. You like that song, you don't like that song. And from that you say, I don't like that singer, I like that vocalist. These likes and dislikes coming in again, it is the same. Nothing has changed. Only the scene has changed. Now we have these modern electric guitars and bands and drums and amplifiers and but in those days, just you have to sing very loud. And people have to play the music very loud maybe, so that people at the back can hear. So from that, you know, what emotions, what sort of attitudes created in the mind is the same. The food-wise may not be that much different because the you know, as long as the food goes, the spices are not much different. Maybe modern method of cooking utensils and this, you know, all sort of modern equipment may be different, like an oven and the, you know, roasters and that sort of things. In those days, they have a wood fire or charcoal fire. That's all it is. But the food would be the same. But the tongue that tastes the food, it's the same. When you have a delicious meal 2600 years ago and when you have the delicious meal now, whether you like it or not, it's still the same. The taste buds are still the same. And the feelings and perceptions created from this taste are the same. You like this food, you don't like that food. Likes and dislikes again created from this experience. So, no matter, you know, next 10,000 years, or if we still survive next a million years, it doesn't matter. The physical and mental reactions to the environment will be the same. It will not change. So staying modern with Buddhism is to understand these things and not to be influenced by the appearances of things, not to be sucked in by the materials that we have. Just because you have a big house and a sports car or expensive cars and very high-ranking jobs and high-paying salaries, just because we are wealthy and we dwell on them and our egos are so high, and then looking down on other people. We shouldn't be like that, because that is not modern. That is very deluded view, wrong view. That is wrong view. No matter what you have, billions and trillions, that doesn't matter. Whoever you are, you're born and you die. When you were born, you came into this world with nothing. When you left this world with nothing. Still the same. So knowing these things with Buddhism, with wisdom, to be modern, to be up to date, be in control, not being influenced by the materials, living life simple and honest and sincere. Because once you have these materials, once you have these mot cons, and if you don't understand, if you got overwhelmed by these materialisms, then your mind is totally lost. You lost your happiness. But when you stay firmly on the ground with wisdom, with modern thinking, with Buddhism, then you stay firmly on the ground. And you have your values still there, you have your quality still there, you're not influenced by these things. Then you're a good human being. You understood what life is all about. The law of nature, the law of life, you understood. And you live accordingly. That is being modern. That is being not silly or not blind. Not blinded by the materials, but opening your eyes and seeing everything that is going around us, what's going on. We know. We stay firmly with Buddhism, understanding that they are the one that creates happiness and unhappiness through likes and dislikes, through discriminations, through hatred, through ill will and aversions. Because once you have created likes and dislikes, these are the ones that follows in millions. They follow ill will, aversion, scheming, revenge, hatred. That's why we see all killings and cheatings and lying and dishonesty in the world. Because of that, they are being blinded by these material attachments and clinging to them. That's not being modern. Being modern is not to have these mot cons, but to have this mind up to date, knowing that what life is all about. When you come alone. When you left alone. While you are still alive, not to live in vain, to be corrupted by these materials, but to understand life, the true meaning of life, and to live life accordingly. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.